Song before. However, it's always good to be in tune and in touch, as you know. Those of you who are devotees of what's going on in the world of conversation are happy to be along, I'm sure, at our overview of what's going on, the important stories of the day. Perhaps a shakedown into this past week, if you will. Ken Kessler and I here at your service and on your side with the best stories of the day. And that cover of the... everybody wants to do this, right? The cover of the Rolling Stone. So there's a lot of controversy still over their cover. Shows the Boston bomber posed like a rock star. Or it kind of looks like a rock star. As many retail chains refuse to stock the issue, outrage explodes on the social media scene. Kenny, what do we have as we're following Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, and in general, what are some folks saying about this? For me, it's good business. I understand what the controversy is, understand why they did it. Do they understand why they did it? And is it working for them? I don't remember the last time there was so much conversation about anything that was in or on the Rolling Stone.
No, the last time was probably when they put Britney Spears on the cover and she was...
Was she pregnant?
Maybe... she was like maybe 13 or 14.
Oh.
But she was very scantily clad and they got a lot of heat for that.
Mm-hmm. And they're still here. Shock.
Yeah. Yeah. Tim says it's not cool to create a Jim Morrison out of jihad.
Jim Morrison jihadist, sort of? The guy does look a little like Jim Morrison, the way they've got his hair, doesn't he?
It's not like he came in the Rolling Stone offices and did a photo shoot.
No. Where'd they get that picture, though?
This is just the, I don't know if it's a school picture or just the picture that they were passing around to be on the lookout for this guy. It was one of the most recent photos that anyone had of him.
All right. So he's not being paid. The Boston bomber is not being paid for the use of his image, likely.
No.
In this case. Uh-huh. All right. What else?
Just a lot of people posting links to stories about... The police photos that were released, a police sergeant in Boston got really upset about the Rolling Stone thing, and so he took some classified pictures of the capture of this guy when he was coming out of the boat when the police were surrounded him, and sent those off to Boston Magazine without anybody.
Is he in trouble for that?
Yeah, he's been relieved of duty, at least temporarily.
All right.
But the pictures, the bloody pictures of this guy now are all over the internet.
Mm-hmm. Because of this policeman releasing them.
Right.
And all it does is bring us back around to the upset or the focus on what happened. Maybe that's a good thing, maybe it's not. At any rate, the Charles Manson cover... that was one of the early covers in the 1970s. I was trying to think of some of the other things that have been. I've never paid much attention to Rolling Stone, frankly. I don't know. It just never appealed to me. But a lot of people do, obviously, because it's been around for a while. Here's host David Blomquist talking to one of his callers about some of the outrage over this thing, especially the social media side of things.
I said, are you offended by this magazine cover? Vicky says he belongs on the post office wall, not Rolling Stone. Jerry says another sign the people in this country are delusional and disconnected from real life. Mark says tasteless. I've never bought a Rolling Stone magazine, never will. Brent says it just gives him the notoriety that he was looking for from the start. What a joke. Chrissy says, yeah, too far, but that's what they wanted, controversy, attention, and sales. And finally, Cody says, love Rolling Stone, one of the few magazines that has actual journalists anymore. What's the controversy? Bin Laden was on tons of covers. Snow, who leaked information, has been on tons of magazines. This is a new type of terrorist. The ones who become extreme religious fanatics later in life. And it is the news. Would you even be talking about it if it was an unattractive picture? The answer to that is no. So I just don't understand what the outrage is. This is the new face of terrorism. Rolling Stone magazine is showing it to you. They should be commended for that. That's the whole point of it. And don't give me, I don't care if it's a liberal rag or what it is. The bottom line is that's the way I perceive it. And I think that's a great message to send. That is the new face of terror right there. That's who you should be worried about. When you have CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens refusing to sell this issue, and you have the mayor of Boston coming out lambasting Rolling Stone magazine, that's a news story.
20 years ago, I could buy Rolling Stone magazine, and they could put anything on the cover, and nobody would know anything about it.
Other than the people who bought Rolling Stone magazine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I just think that, I'm not blaming the 24-hour news stations because it becomes a story, but part of the reason it becomes a story is the access to these news organizations that people have. It's not a big deal.
Well, social media, bring up a very good point, because Twitter, Facebook, everybody now has a comment, and everybody gets heard. Social media anymore creates firestorms, whether it be the Zimmerman case, the Steubenville rape case, or a Rolling Stone cover.
The cover of the Rolling Stone is a big deal. A lot of people talk about this week. So we have some more items lined up, from radio hosts to television, and then some calls beginning to come in at 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Yes, the cover of the Rolling Stone is where we spend some of our time in this hour of the Good Day program.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your, happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Granger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Doug Stephan here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, July 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's A-Plus Savings Sale, Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Expectations as to conversation, the thoroughly upset Boston policeman who was actually their official photographer, Kenny, seems like furious, And as you said, he released all of these pictures. Now he's taking it in the neck. My guess is that he'll quietly be put someplace else and survive this. But there is not, and I get it here. I'm in Boston, so I get what the angst is here. I don't know what it may be around the rest of the country, and that's sort of what I'm asking here at 888-302-3684. How upset and why are you upset at the Rolling Stone, if you are? And it's a good idea for the stuff to have been taken off the shelves. Here's host Hillary Barsky talking to Dee Dee Benke from RedGirlsSalon.com about the magazine and whether they were out of line by putting the bomber on the cover.
I keep on saying I don't understand it, and I know they're trying to target a certain bunch of readers, but why do you think they would do this with it's such a delicate matter?
Well, obviously the magazine business is not doing very well these days. If they have to go this far, it's so distasteful. I mean, you know, understand a shock value, understand something that you want to attract attention, and this has. So they, you know, made their goal. However, it's so terrible, and it gives them a bad reputation. I mean, you know, back in the day, again, of course, they put Charles Manson on the cover. But this, I think, is even different than that. I mean, this is where people, you know, were killed. I mean, they lost their limbs, and it was just so upsetting to Americans. Why in the world would they think it was a good idea to focus on this guy and give him attention? I think it's terrible. And
right, giving him attention because he is a monster. Well, but that's what it said. How a popular, promising student was felled by his family, fell into radical Islam, and became a monster. And that's why I said it makes him look a little bit like a Jim Morrison-esque rock god. That's what when I saw that. That's what I thought.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he looks cute. I mean, he looks hot. He looks, you know, like a rock star. And then that's what's so awful. It pulls you in. You're like, oh my gosh, that guy. Ew. And it's not right. And it's unfortunate that Rolling Stone feels like they have to do this. And of course, everyone's outraged because no one wants to see
this
monster in this light and looking nice and looking like a hot, you know, rock star.
Well, you know, I don't even like to pay him complimentary remarks like that. I understand, you know, when people first see it, they probably didn't even know it. You know, when it says the bomber, somebody could just think it's a musician. You know,
absolutely.
When you look at a cursory look of this dude, you think, okay, well, here's a musician, and it's a new group or something like that. And then when you read a little bit further and say it's this Boston bomber, it's just ridiculous.
Well, and that's why it's upsetting, and that's why I wanted to illustrate that, wow, you know, this is a cute guy, you know, what's the deal? And bomber looks really cool and hip, and then, oh my gosh, it's that monster. So that's why it's upsetting, because they pull you in with that and with a cover that looks like, you know, some, you know, upcoming rock star, good-looking kid, and then it's him.
It's him. 888-302-3684. Sam is in Michigan with thoughts on the controversy.
I just feel that this whole uproar over this fellow's picture on paper is because of our national paranoia since 9/11. We're surrendering our rights to the Patriot Act, and there's all this talk about the terrorists attacking us because they resent our freedoms, and we're surrendering our freedoms right now, so it looks to me like the terrorists are winning this war.
Yep, that's a good call. Good point, Sam. Yep. You are correct. 21 after the hour. More from the ladies in the View with regard to this cover in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Cut from last night's The Winner Is. I believe it's an NBC show, isn't it? I watched a little bit. Kenny, I oftentimes check the network out, but I mean, I always can tell when I'm watching the CBS shows that I like. Because all the good shows, most of the dramas that are any good are on CBS. But I believe this, Nick Lachey is a likable guy, hosts this show. The group Agape Love Ensemble opened up the program with Dog Days Are Over. And it seems to me, as I remember in the voting, I watched it for a few minutes, they won by default. They were competing with a young woman who actually got the vote from the so-called 101. But anyway, hey. They had a nice sound to them. They love that sort of, it's a slower, almost gospel sound. And that's what's in our focus here for a few moments on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler, 25 past the hour, spending time on the cover of the Rolling Stone. We'll take some of your calls, 888-302-DOUG, after we listen to the ladies on The View talk about this cover.
You know, Rolling Stone is going through a real scream out. People are very upset because on the cover of the Rolling Stone is the Boston bomber. And people feel that they have made him sort of sexy and, you know, for young girls to look at. And I have to tell you, I've been reading Rolling Stone for a long time. And this is not the first time they have had an evil person on the cover. So
I found this
out
today.
What do you think of
They had Charles Manson.
They had Charles Manson.
So yeah. When I found that out, I thought, okay, well, they're trying to make a statement. So, but in this day and age with the internet and Facebook and all the social media, I just think it's a very strange thing to do it now.
It's uncomfortable.
And you know, and he looks a little bit like Jim Morrison.
He has developed.
No, Jim Morrison was more beautiful. No, definitely.
He has developed.
But there's a little bit of a thing there going on.
My turn?
Yes, okay.
He has developed, evidently, a female following. Supporters have set up Twitter and Facebook asking to free him. And I remember doing an interview with the Menendez brothers. Remember
that? You know, this is my favorite trial in the world. And I watched that interview.
So the Menendez brothers, one of them said, I'm just a normal boy. And I said, yes, I did an interview with him. You're a normal boy who killed your mother and father, okay? But both the Menendez brothers, because they were good-looking, had women who wanted to marry them. One did get married, I think, you know. And this is, there are crazy women, I guess, who find him very attractive. That picture helps. And would like to have more of a relationship. Well, where are we?
I don't know where we are. I don't think. It makes me uncomfortable.
Who's that new voice? Can't even recognize that other voice in there. It's not. That certainly isn't the new co-host of the program. I don't recognize that voice. All right.
I'm not sure who they had on this week.
No. All right, we'll research that. Meanwhile, one of the Boston radio stations, WBOS, is offering to buy back subscriber copies of the issue. What they're suggesting, this is a good promotion, is you come to the radio station with your magazine, and they'll give you a random pair of concert tickets for some concert going on in Boston between now and the end of the year. I thought that was kind of interesting. It's a good promotion. Mm. Something, yeah, right? We all know how promotion works in the radio biz. I find it interesting as I look around all the websites that I search for my own news that pretty much all of them have the story of the photos of the Boston bombers capture that were released by the policemen as a big, almost a number one item here. Sergeant Sean Murphy, by the way, is his name. He's the photographer that released the pictures. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. You know how they say there's a better chance of being struck by lightning than winning the lottery? Well, there's a pretty slim chance of even that happening. Under 30 deaths a year, just due to lightning. But what you should know is that most of those tragedies take place during leisure activities. That's why it pays to be extra cautious during the summer. If you're out on the water, be aware that salt water is a better conductor for electricity than fresh water. And lightning can strike from as far away as 10 miles. So if you hear thunder, even if the storm seems like it's off in the distance, it might be a good time to turn around and get back to dry land. Campers and golfers are also at risk because lightning is likely to strike the tallest object. That means it's crucial to seek shelter. But please, do not go under a tree. And don't assume that if the rain has stopped, the storm is over. Wait at least 30 minutes after the last thunderclap before heading back outside. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With memberships starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
It's the one-day sandal spree at Old Navy. This Saturday only, all women's sandals are on sale for just $6. We have tons of sizzling styles, from strappy to slip-ons to capri. And we have enough patterns and colors to make a rainbow jealous. So skip into Old Navy this Saturday and treat your feet to the best sandal sale this summer. All women's sandals are just $6 this Saturday only at Old Navy. Sidewalks will sizzle. Valid Saturday, July 20th, in-store only.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Kessler, monitoring your social network and media comments, and we're working over on the phone side, 888-302-3684, the Rolling Stone magazine, and the cover, the controversy, the Boston bomber, does he look like Jimmy Morrison? I didn't think about that until I thought about Jimmy Morrison and how he looked, and there's a resemblance from what I remember, Kenny, of how Morrison looked, frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, right. that's his Twitter profile picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. For those of you who are just joining us, the never-before photos, never-before-seen, of the capture of the bomber were released by Sergeant Sean Murphy of the Boston, actually from the Mass State Police. He released them in response to the controversy, the discussion on the Rolling Stone. The cover, kind of the picture depicts this young fellow in what many believe to be a glamorous light. He was so angry, he called the picture or the idea of having him on the cover of Rolling Stone dangerous and insulting to the victims. He said he felt the need to counter the cover's message with these photos. So the editor of Boston Magazine has taken the pictures, and they are going to put them up. I guess they're already on their website, though. That's where people are going to see these pictures, right at Boston Magazine. That's where Murphy sent them, apparently.
Yeah, and from there, people have been taking them and posting them all over the internet.
Right. Okay. So that's the main part of the controversy. The bombing is out. We've had that, though, back and forth for a long, long time. So if you're a fan of our talk radio countdown show, which airs on many of these same stations, 3 hours of an overview of the hot hits in talk radio. This is number six this week. Your calls, Rhonda in California thinks it's extreme for stores to take the Rolling Stone magazine off of their shelves.
I thought it was offensive. I did. I didn't think that they should take it off of all the shelves because I would be interested in reading it myself to see what the writer was trying to get at because I didn't think he was in favor of the bombing subject. So I thought it would be something that was more informational for us to look at and think of as American people. As far as taking it off the shelves, I think that's too extreme because there's a lot of things that goes on in America that are more extreme than this. And I just thought it was just too extreme. I mean, I know that this person that wrote this article, even though I don't know this person, I know that they had good intentions and it wasn't to hurt the people of the bombing suspect.
All right, ma'am. Did I say it was, I said stores. If I didn't say stores, that's what I meant. They're taking it off of the racks at various stores, especially here in New England. 888-302-3684. We're talking about the Rolling Stone cover. Your call next. Let's see, as long as we're talking about something happening in Massachusetts. Mark, a caller from Massachusetts with thoughts.
I disagree with the trying to ban Rolling Stone magazine for publishing an article. I mean, at the picture, I think, was taken from the kids' Facebook page. So no one's read the article, so no one even understands what they're trying to convey as the story. But you know, the man is in jail. He's not been convicted. There's lots of dubious facts about this. I mean, his older brother is up to his eyeballs with the CIA. A lot of the suspects that are around the investigation are being killed by the FBI, like the guy down in Florida. I mean, doesn't this concern anyone that maybe there is more to the story? And maybe, you know, we, I don't know. It just seems like way overplayed. Doesn't need to be banned. We need to calm down and, you know, get a grip on ourselves. We're big, you know, we can handle a little picture of a kid.
That's interesting. And is there some doubt? I didn't realize that's news to me. That somebody is shedding some doubt on whether or not this guy is guilty, and what's the connection to, what would he say, the CIA or something? I didn't hear. I've never heard that one before.
I've heard a couple conspiracy theories that, but it's hard to really believe any of them when there was so much coverage on this, and
yeah,
we all watched everything unfold as they mm-hmm. came to this house and surrounded this
right.
boat and
yeah.
And
shoot him up.
Yeah.
888-302-3684. Here's David in Maryland as an example of the media getting out of control, sensationalism, et cetera, et cetera. If there's any example of it, he can't think of a better one.
We should hold our media to a higher degree of professional journalism. They're just getting out of hand with their sensationalism reporting. And if we don't put a stop to this, turn our backs to these journalists that are trying with all of their might to just make the best story they possibly can without having any kind of jurisprudence or any kind of moral conviction in their reporting, then we're continuing that.
8-302-3684, Diana in Massachusetts, disgusted with all of this.
They are pulling the magazine from a number of stores, retail outlets, drug stores, and supermarkets here in Massachusetts. They announced last night that CVS, Walgreens, Shaw Supermarkets, other stores are not even going to carry Rolling Stone. So, I mean, I'm a subscriber and have been for years and really love the magazine, but I find that just disgusting that they think they have the right to pull the magazine from the shelves. I mean, to me, that's just really a breach of freedom of press. And I want to say this, too, that, you know, the magazine is not endorsing the Sarnoff brothers. They're really just trying to get you to read an important story and to read other, you know, components of this story that perhaps haven't come to light yet. So, you know, I'm a longtime reader of Rolling Stone. I subscribe, and you bet I'm going to read it when it comes to my door. It hasn't come to my door yet, so I'm hoping that the post office is still going to deliver it.
deliver. There we go. Get that Pony Express horse out. 888-302-3684. Here our hosts Karen Henderson and Kevin Meeks talking to an analyst named Mark Shannon about whether the photo on the magazine cover will end up helping or hurting the Rolling Stones.
They had to know that this was going to cause some flack. You think this is going to hurt them or help them? I'm sure they weighed it out.
I tell you the truth, I'm not sure. When I saw the picture yesterday for the first time, I didn't have any reaction to it. And then I read the subhead, which is how a popular, promising student was failed by his family, fell into radical Islam, and became a monster. And I thought, terrific, this is great. I mean, these are the kind of discussions we need to be having. And Rolling Stone loves to be provocative, but I'm going to guess, and I have no idea, but in a way what they're saying is, this is the face of a terrorist. It's not some crazy loony in a long dark coat with a hat pulled over his head carrying a valise. I mean, the terrorists look just like we do. And how did this kid who looks so normal become such a monster? The question is, and I'm really struggling with it because I've talked to enough people this morning that I'm beginning to realize maybe I'm missing something, but is it so provocative that it does create a rock star image and people won't even read the article and see what they're trying to say? Or is that just a reaction from, I mean, I expect this from the people in Boston because it just rips open a lot of wounds. I don't know how widespread it is across the country. So it's really hard for me to tell at this point exactly how damaging this cover is for Rolling Stone. I think in the long run, it's not damaging at all.
In the long run, it probably isn't, based on the people that probably buy that magazine and normally read it. And maybe even they'll pick up a few extra buyers this time from people thinking, 15, 20, 30, 40 years from now, this thing may be worth a lot of money because it was so controversial. So even though they may not buy it, even though they may not read it, they'll still buy it and bag it, and put it away.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the stores that say they're not going to sell it, like CVS and Walgreens and Kmart and others? They say, we're not going to sell that issue.
Most of the stores I know that aren't going to sell it are headquartered in the Northeast, Rhode Island or Massachusetts. They may not sell this issue, but I'm sure when the next issue comes out, they'll have it on the newsstands.
All right, 888-302-3684. Dennis is in Laurel, Mississippi. Dennis, you're on the Good Day program. Hi.
Hey, I think it's really ironic, the timing of this happening simultaneously with the treatment of George Zimmerman by the media, even after the verdict comes out, and some of the voices that are out there decrying him and that situation. I just wonder how a lot of these same people would react if Rolling Stone had put George Zimmerman on their cover. And the ironic thing about it is no matter how you feel about Zimmerman, the one thing I don't think anybody believes is that he didn't go out there and actively try to kill anyone that night in terms of he wasn't out hunting for people. And, yeah, I really get the impression that there are a lot more people out there that have hatred towards him and what came of that than they do, and they're more willing to explore understanding Tsarnaev than they would be willing to understand his situation.
Hmm. All right. Interesting, provocative thoughts. Thank you, Dennis, for sharing them. That's what this is all about, sharing your ideas, sharing your input with us. 888-302-3684. We move away from this, Kenny. Any more social media coverage that we ought to have or social media thoughts?
Sure. Lots of conversation on both sides. Jack says, I don't get the fuss about the Rolling Stone cover. They have a huge story on the bomber, so why not put his face on the front? Marcy says, in a democracy, you have the right to read or ignore Rolling Stone magazine. Patrick says, Rolling Stone will lose a lot of readers and, more important, subscriptions.
Mm. The talking about losing, the city of Detroit declares bankruptcy. Let's talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Joker!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow! This is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
Insight Daily Radio.
The Black Box is a 20-year story because I've been writing about Harry Bosch for 20 years. It's about him going back to the riots in Los Angeles in 1992 and trying to solve one of the many unsolved murders that occurred during those 3 days of unrest.
Crime novelist Michael Connelly has written over 30 books, but his most enduring and popular character is LAPD detective Harry Bosch. The Black Box is his latest and the 18th to feature the fictional detective Bosch. We spoke with the former real-life crime beat writer and now best-selling fiction crime writer.
It's a case Harry worked back then on a special squad in 1992, and it went unsolved, and now 20 years later, it bothers him, and he's going back to it. Hoping never to be finished with Harry Bosch as a writer. I made a decision 20 years ago to age him in real time if I got a chance to keep writing about him. So here I am 20 years later, and you live by the sword, you die by the sword. I hope there's a verisimilitude in my books that is the hallmark of the books. And so Harry Bosch is 62 now. He's actually older than any homicide detective working for the LAPD right now. And so it's begging the question, how long can he go in this form? And so I'm going to have to make a change pretty soon in the next book or two. But that doesn't mean it's the end of Harry Bosch. I can go back and fill in the blanks. I can take Harry into a new world or a new life that continues the onward chronological progression of the character.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French Door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny boxes. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14-20.
Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. How many of you have heard that the city of Detroit has entered into bankruptcy? Sort of uncharted territory, a dark place. No major U.S. city has ever been in bankruptcy. That could change. Despite the uncertainty surrounding what's expected to be a hard-fought legal battle, the outcome promises to inflict a lot of pain on the city workers in Detroit and city residents and businesses and creditors and investors. Let's get the story behind the story from radio host Greg Bauman, who talks here to financial analyst Douglas Bernstein about Detroit becoming the largest city in America to ever file.
This has never happened before, a city of this magnitude filing for bankruptcy, so what's going to happen next?
Well, you're going to see a process which can be foreign even to the parties involved. More than likely, the assigned judge will have never handled a Chapter 9 bankruptcy, and the lawyers involved probably don't have first-hand experience. That having been said, it is a chance for the city to restructure itself and really recreate itself.
All sounds very complicated and convoluted to us, but exactly, is this going to be a long, drawn-out process, would you think?
Well, that depends on whether or not the creditors are willing to work with the city. Now, the fact that the city's had to file bankruptcy gives an indication that, at least initially, they didn't like the proposal of 10 cents on the dollar. Now that the city's in bankruptcy, it remains to be seen whether or not they're willing to continue to negotiate or continue to fight.
Now, we've made the comparison that General Motors and Chrysler both had to file for bankruptcy, and they seem to be doing better than ever. Is it fair to compare those two things? Is it apples and oranges to compare a company to a city?
Well, don't expect the speed of the GM and Chrysler proceedings to be the same for the city of Detroit, because in those instances, you had the U.S. Treasury in with a bailout and a plan in advance. So pretty much that was a fait accompli when the bankruptcies were filed. That's not the case with Detroit, and the GM and Chrysler situations were different in that they have products to sell. The city does not. So I wouldn't expect it to go as quickly, but hopefully we'll be able to make some progress soon.
Acknowledging the folks listening in and around Albany, hello to you. Welcome in. Syracuse is counting in this morning. Input from Fredericksburg, Virginia, Nashville, North Carolina. Tuscaloosa, hello. This is a good day. I'm Doug Steffen.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Top 53 after the hour, 7 before the new top of the hour, and we still have time for yet another controversy conversationally here as we overview some of the important stories of the day. Immigration reform has been big the last 3-4 weeks since the Senate and the House going back and forth on some kind of immigration reform. Here's a radio host named Barry Armstrong, who's got the Wall Street Journal's Sarah Murray on the program to talk about her article, which focuses on the states that will benefit the most from this reform.
You identified California, Texas, and Florida as benefiting the most from the passage of an immigration bill. How does the passage of the immigration bill help those three states?
Sure. Well, I mean, it tends to help a lot of the states, but it's really helpful. I mean, it's the most helpful for these big ones, places like California and Texas, like I pointed out in the story, because first, I mean, these are states that have, you know, a lot of people, and so they also happen to have a lot of undocumented immigrants. I mean, if you look at a place like California, you're talking about 2.5 million immigrants that are living there illegally. That's big. And so by giving those people legal status, you kind of give them an opportunity to more easily switch jobs. Maybe they'll feel more inclined to invest in learning English, and that'll open new opportunities for them, and that sort of creates a ripple effect that helps the broader economy.
So nationally, you identified 2.5 million in California. How many do we have nationally?
Nationally, we're talking about roughly 11 million. You know, it's hard to get right down to the details of those numbers because, of course, these are people who aren't here legally, so it can be a little tricky to track them down.
Sure.
We're talking about roughly 11 million people nationwide.
Now, with reform, Is there job creation? I think people find that curious. It sounds like they're already working, but they're working illegally.
Well, this is definitely an area of contention among economists and really smart people and really thoughtful people. And, yeah, there are a lot of people who are here illegally who are already working. There are also a bunch of people who are here illegally who aren't. You know, maybe they're the wives of the men who are working here illegally, or maybe the wives are working and the men aren't.
Yeah.
But so there are some who are working, but what it does, I mean, the economic effect is that it would essentially allow them to get better jobs. Or maybe if, you know, just the husband works, the wife would also get a job. And because of that, then they would have more money to spend, so then they would go out and buy more clothes or more groceries, or maybe they would start saving for a house. And that's kind of where you start seeing those benefits kind of trickle through.
So when you talk to economists, what is the consensus? Is it the consensus that immigration is good for the economy? Does it increase GDP?
Consensus among a lot of economists is that it is good for the economy. I think the question is, you know, the magnitude. Is this really something that's going to be massively good, or is it going to kind of end up being maybe like a little bit of a net positive? I think the truth about immigration and the thing that makes it difficult is that there are some people who win big, you know, like in the story I wrote today, California and Texas, those are big winners. And there are some people who don't win at all. And the people who, you know, are most at risk of losing in an immigration overhaul are, you know, Americans who have low education levels, maybe their high school dropouts. It's already hard for them to find a job. And it could end up being harder if we pass a law like this.
All right, so this isn't going to go away. I thought it was interesting. We monitored another program hosted by a fellow named Frank Beckman, who brings in the ever-present Bob Dane from the Federation for American Immigration Reform to talk about a law in Michigan that gives the children of illegals in-state status.
Tell us your thoughts on this policy that will be adopted tomorrow at U of M.
Well, look, you know, in-state tuition, this is a growing trend. You've got about 15 states that are doing it, and it's wrong. I mean, it implies providing a benefit for the residents of a particular state. But let's be clear about one thing. Illegal aliens are not only not residents of Michigan, Frank, they're not even residents of the United States of America. And while the illegal aliens and, of course, the special interest groups that are advocating on their behalf may think they're entitled to every right and benefit in the state, the fact is that they're not. You've only got a fixed number of college admission slots and in-state tuition costs are rising. Big time. So that means every time you admit an illegal alien to college, an American student or a legal resident is facing difficulty. They may be turned away, and that's fundamentally unfair. There are a lot of low-income Americans, particularly in Detroit, who need those slots, who need the educational assistance first. I mean, think about it. If you're a poor U.S. resident and your kid's a real achiever and you don't have enough money for tuition, you're going to compete against illegal aliens for those slots, for the in-state tuition. And by the way, the next step, I know we're not talking about grants, loans, and scholarships here, but that is the next step. I mean, that's what California did. California started out with pushing for in-state tuition, and of course, they assured everyone that was all they wanted, but now the push is on in California and New York to open up the full access of loans, grants, and scholarships, the full honeypot of financial aid.
All right, so there's Bob Dane with another take on immigration reform, who benefits, the good guys and the bad guys. We've got them here. We're both good guys, Kenny, right? You and I are good guys?
Absolutely.
Michael Fortier, he's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Most of the time, he's a good guy, too. 59 past the hour. This is Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.